It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening, Joel Bennett here with you. Second part of our doubleheader. It's boys action coming up. It's GRC, the Cardinals taking on the Paris Greyhounds. Good crowd on hand, especially since second semester of school just starting up. We've had the pep band here. We've had the dance team, the cheerleaders, and a good crowd on hand. Excuse me. The Cardinals come in here with a record of 11-1. They'll take on Paris. They played 12 games as well. The Greyhounds, they are 4-8. Greyhounds are under the direction of head coach Sean Ransom. And Sean Ransom's in his second year at Paris as high school boys high school head coach. Last year, Coach Ransom was 17-14. He had a district runner-up team. Played GRC three times last year, and the Cardinals defeated them all three times. Paris was able to score 48 points in the first two games, got about 44 in the other game, so GRC locked them down on defense. Coach Cook, he's got an 18-game winning streak against the Greyhounds. He lost his first three times he played them, Bobby, but after that, it's been 18 in a row.
Well, he's developed a program here, as has his counterpart, Robbie Graham, and GRC is certainly known for basketball in Central Kentucky, as well as throughout the state. But, he's had Paris's number here of late, to say the least.
Yeah, won the first three, he dropped the first three games to Paris. And then, like I said, he rattled off 18 in a row. We are getting ready to bring you this high school basketball game. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And, again, doubleheader tonight. I do want to remind you that there is archives available of these broadcasts. If you would like to re-experience a GRC game or something you missed, or if you have a relative, a child, or a favorite player that had a monumental game and you would like to re-experience that, they are archived and recorded, and contact WWKY right there on Main Street in Winchester, and they'll tell you and set you up for that. It's a wonderful service, Bobby. Also streaming here in the building as well.
Well, and that's why you and I are so proud to be affiliated with Simply the Best.
It is the best. The teams are the best. The Gateway Radio Works, committed to the community as well as these sponsors that allow us to bring you GRC Sports. Well, welcome back, GRC, as they are fresh off of a third-place finish of a tournament over in Lexington. As we get ready for basketball play, Paris, they have been over in down around Cumberland Falls playing in a tournament. They've got the 10th region All-A coming up, but we need to take care of matters at hand. First district game for each of these teams coming up. Final 30-second break when we come back. Starting lineups, tip-off, game action after this final brief message.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
GRC taking on Paris in boys high school basketball. Cardinals 11-1. Paris, their record 4-8. Let's go to public address.
Two Cardinals take on the Greyhounds from Paris High School.
And now for the starting lineups. The Greyhounds come into GRC Arena with a record of 4 wins and 8 losses. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 3, Monte Jackson. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 5, Jakari Ransom. At forward, a 5'10 freshman, number 23, Dalen Fields. At forward, a 5'7 freshman, number 30, Julius Gregory. And at forward, a 6'1 senior, number 33, Damon Plenty. The Greyhounds are coached by Sean Ransom. And now, with a record of 11 wins and 1 loss, please welcome your GRC Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Ray Sean Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'4 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Head coach of the Cardinals, Josh Cook. Good luck to both teams.
GRC Cardinals with but one loss on the season, taking on Paris 4-8. Paris won their last game out. They defeated Western High School down at the Grace Health Cumberland Falls Invitational. They got away there with one win, dropping their first two games. The host team, Corbin, put it on them pretty good, but then they played a close game to Webb High School out of Knoxville. And finally got Western High School. Paris won that one by 10. Montez Gay will jump it up. He'll jump up against Fields, controlled by GRC. And Rashawn Hampton's shot is blocked. Tried to throw up a one-hander. Damon Plenty got a piece of it. It'll stay with the Cardinals underneath their goal. Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here. What's left to both of us, we trying to get our way through this. Turnover by GRC, we get through this winter. What is it Merle sings? If we make it to September? Yeah, make it through September.
You got it.
Yeah. Jackson dribbling through traffic, throws it on the baseline to Plenty. He missed at the rim and Gaines with a rebound.
Missed great opportunity there.
Ashford, who played for this Paris team, throws a pass to Rashawn Hampton, cuts through, didn't get it, screen down for Morrison. Now Ashford takes it. He works off a game screen, and it's a switch off there by Fields. Shot put up in the lane, not there, and Plenty jerks that rebound away from Malachi Ashford, and here comes Paris. Savvy senior Ja'Cari Ransom on top. Crossover dribble. Got to the foul line. Throws up the shot. Contested by Gaines. Loose ball on the floor. Ransom with a ball fake. He's in the paint. Got to get out. He does. Three-point shot put up, and it's short. Rayshon Hampton with the rebound for GRC. Throw it all the way down on the baseline. Montez Gay couldn't pull it away, and here comes Paris. Ransom, step back three with Morrison in his face. Missed it.
There we go.
Rebound put up and in. That is Jackson with the basket on a second chance put back.
Coach Cook has seen all he wants to see here in the first minute and a half.
Jackson with a two-pointer. We played a minute and a half, 30-second timeout, back after this brief message.
Are you tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Do you want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Do you want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally. They work with you to make your health the best it can be. HCA is locally owned and operated. Jamie Farrell has over a decade of experience and looks forward to earning your business. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, 1113 West Lexington Avenue, Winchester.
Well, GRC out of the timeout, they turn it over. So the Cardinals with three turnovers on their possession, and shot put up and missed there by Jackson, but a long rebound comes back to him near midcourt. Straight away, goes left side to Ransom. Cards going man-to-man. Plenty offers a screen. Ransom, a lot of posturing. He uses a lot of body movement and not pivoting, just trying to change hands on the dribble. Plenty got it, rolled to the basket, missed the shot. Gay with a rebound for the Cards. He'll bring it down the right side of the floor, throw it on the baseline. Breland Morrison bluffed to three. Hampton, 25-footer, rolled off the rim. Fields got the rebound. 2-0, Paris leading GRC here very early. Coach Sean Ransom running down the sideline with his team as they're in the front court. Julius Gregory dribbling between the circle. Angles to the right, got a step on Gay, went in. Shot put up and missed. Breland Morrison rebound. Numbers aren't there. Gaines trails. J.P. shot blocked at the rim. And the Cardinals have had two shots blocked, both of them blocked by Fields. Fields not a real big guy.
A freshman.
And a shot again blocked out of bounds that time. Gay blocked that one, though, not Paris.
We played 3 minutes, and the Cards haven't scored and yet are only trailing by two.
Rayshon Hampton comes out. Eli Craig comes in, and Hampton, the senior, talking to himself as he goes to the bench. Gay, Ashford, Craig, Gaines, and Moreland on the floor. Breland, left wing, has it. Gaines, right side, first touch of the ball for Craig. They run on the baseline. They can't find Morrison, so Ashford has it. Top of the key, goes left wing. Montez Gay's three's not there. And again, there's Fields in there battling for Paris and kept it alive. Throw it the length of the floor, and Greyhounds have their first turnover of the game.
A little bit errant that time caused by J.P. Gaines as he was really, really ripping it back to get in that passing lane. He caused the pass to be too high out of bounds. So let's see if the Cards can get on the board.
GRC's been off 5 or 6 days. They haven't played a game. Morrison with a three ball, and he's going to be fouled. Flying at him was Elijah Webb, who checked in at the break. Webb, a 6-foot junior, picks up his first foul. Team first, and Breland Morrison will go to the free throw line and try to stop this drought for GRC. We played nearly half the first quarter, and the Cards yet to have a basket. Now, they might get a point. No, they don't get a point even. Morrison missed the free throw. Breland Morrison, second leading rebounder on this team, solid player. Comes in to the game, averaging 13 points per game. Free throw good. He's going to have one more. Fouled in the act of shooting three, looking to try to tie it up. Morrison, 67.5% at the foul line. Hey, he's one of three here. I said Morrison was second leading rebounder. J.P. Gaines has taken that distinction.
He sure has.
Sure has. Had a good couple of games here in that. Well, he had a good Lexington tournament. Paris with the ball.
Madison Central, sure did.
Madison Central tournament. Paris with the ball in a 2-1 lead. Perimeter passing by the Greyhounds midway through this first quarter. And timeout's going to be called by Paris. 30-second timeout, 2-1. Paris leading. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-savings three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Paris will have the basketball as they are up 2-1 midway through this 2-1 midway through this first quarter. Ransom caught it at the foul line, took it left lane. Morrison covered him, two ball fakes. Breland holds his ground. Driving in, Paris is going to have a travel. Julius Gregory shuffled his feet, and it'll give it over to GRC.
You know, as flat as indifferent as GRC's come out here for these first 4 minutes, they trail by one. So their defense has been there.
Here's Malachi Ashford driving in. Shot blocked. Got his own rebounded miss after it was rejected. Pass it over to Morrison. Bluffs a three at the wing. Nobody flashing across the lane. Man-to-man by Paris. Morrison goes right side. Gaines has it. Got a step on Gregory. Spins in traffic. Bank shot. Shot it short. Coming away with it. In traffic is Webb. Webb over to Fields. Fields, who's got a couple of block shots, 5'10". Freshman, I believe, out there. He looks young.
Yeah, he can leap.
He's jumping up there real well. Double team on Ransom. Throw it to Webb. Webb tried to take the baseline. Gaines responded nicely. Gregory with a three.
Yeah.
That's good.
Got to take that shot. Wide open, uncontested. 5-1 Paris here at the three-minute mark.
Ashford dribbles off to the left side. Coach Sean Ransom being encouraged, telling his team to come out with pressure defense. Morrison launches a three. Card still haven't got a basket from the field. Paris going the other way. Webb driving. Wanted to go for the dunk. Morrison altered the shot. Ransom on the follow. He put it up and put it in.
Paris on fire. The Cards perplexed.
Greyhounds not backing down, and there's a roar and a stir. Their fans are liking it. They lead GRC 7-1. Coming off the screen, Morrison dribbles, Fields on the switch off. Ashford, man, I tell you what, GRC settling for the three.
Yeah.
They're shooting a lot of them. They're 0-for-4. Coach Cook with his arms folded, walking the sideline.
Yeah, he's just observing.
You've got Craig, Gaines, Gay, Ashford, and Morrison on the floor. Paris with the ball, spacing not real good, left of the circle, driving in, bank shot, put up and in. Gregory with a basket, and right now, time called. Full timeout for GRC, I do believe. We got a minute 51 to go in the first quarter. Paris on top, 9-1, back in a minute.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
GRC TRC Cardinals will have the basketball. They need to bring it the length of the floor. Excuse me. Substitutions for GRC. Maddox Campbell in the game. Rashawn Hampton returns. Those two join Ashford, Gaines, and Craig. Eli Craig will shoot a three. Not there. Campbell battling. Maddox got the rebound. Outlet over to Gaines. Right of the circle. Hands it off to Hampton. Now out on the floor, Ashford. The Cards have not scored a basket in 6.5 minutes.
That's right.
Hampton comes off the Gaines screen. Can't shake. Ransom, 18-footer, rolled off the rim. Gaines in there rebounding, but Webb took it away from him. Webb throws a hot pass, got to the wing, shot at the baseline, put up and missed. Campbell with his second rebound in as many trips down the floor. Over to Ashford. Malachi checked in the front court by Jackson. Ashford keeping the dribble alive. Cards have 1 point in the first quarter. Hampton, spot up three. That'll work. Finally.
At the 52-second mark, they finally draw iron.
9-4, Paris with the ball in the lead. Ransom driving it left-handed. Dribbles to left of the circle. Hands it off. Coming off that curl, jump shot by Gregory. Shot it short. Gaines with a rebound for GRC. Ashford, middle of the floor, crosses over, picked up at the foul line. In double team, finds Hampton. Rashawn back to Ashford, loads the three with Gregory flying at him. Missed the shot. Hampton got the rebound, put it up. His follow won't go, and Paris has a rebound. And Coach Sean Ransom, there's no bigger cheerleader for his club than their coach right now.
Well, his kids have come in here possessed and ready to play, especially against Malachi Ashford, and doing great.
So a brief timeout. Rashawn Hampton joins the 1,000-point club with that three-pointer that he put in. So it'll be Paris with the basketball.
Thank heavens, huh?
Yeah.
That he got it.
Well, and that we had a break in the action. Cardinals trailing 9-4. Ransom behind the back dribble. Beats the pressure into the front court. Skip it right side. Jackson looks to Webb. Webb with a mismatch. Elevated in there on Ashford. Somehow, Malachi Ashford got caught on the baseline against the 6-foot-tall Webb. But it'll be the first on Montez Gay, they say. And Ashford having a brief exchange with Coach Cook.
That was JP on the foul.
At the foul line for Paris. Webb puts it in.
4 seconds to go. Paris surprisingly leading a low-scoring game.
Webb back at the line for one more. The Cardinals with only one basket in this first quarter play, unless they can race the floor quickly or hit a very long shot. Eli Craig in the front court lets it go from three, and he missed it. Cardinals go 1 of 8 from behind the line, turn it over 3 times, and they trail at the end of one. It's 11-4, Paris leading GRC. 1 minute break, second quarter play coming up after this.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Well, a first quarter that sees Paris High School leading GRC by a score of 11-4. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We were saying off mic, Cardinals shooting a lot of threes, and they're only 1 for 8. They're not getting shots inside the arc, and they need to score, Bobby, in order to press, because you can set your full court defense, and the Cards score off turnovers.
More often than not, they do, but we've got 3 quarters to go.
Run and jump now. They turn up the defensive pressure on Paris. Ransom, though, finds...
Stepped on the line.
Finds a dribbling Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson, just a lot of dribbling, turns it over. The turnovers even at 3 each. Cardinals need to score so they can set a full court press. They have but 1 basket in this game. Ashford drives it off to the right side. Gaines calls for it. Top of the key. Montez Gay trying to post in the paint. Didn't get it. They hand it to Ashford. Now Gay has it. Ball fake. Got to the line. Spinning. Shooting. Drew contact. Late foul. Late whistle, but a foul. It will be whistled there on Daylon Fields. That will be his second. The first here in the quarter.
Yeah, they probably don't need to lose him. He's a pretty aggressive young freshman.
Montez Gay's free throw is good. The Cardinals still with only 1 basket. Gay with another free throw.
8.5 minutes.
13.7 rebound per game performer.
Okay.
Makes both free throws. 6'5", freshman with a lot of upside. Now see, they can set the press. They don't get a steal out of it. Matter of fact, they're going to give up.
Goodness.
Oh, and missing at the rim was Gregory. He had a backdoor cut with numbers and missed a gimme. Cards come away with the ball. Gaines, top of the key, left wide open. He hits a three. He hit 2 of them over at Madison Central, one that gave GRC back a 46-44 lead. This time, that one was needed badly.
Yeah, after that game, Coach Feldhaus, in effect, said, "You beat us, son. You beat us." So JP, the senior, comes through.
Back after this brief message.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
GRC with a full court press. They're within 2 points now of Paris. We played a minute here in the second quarter and a high dribble in the back court by Fields. Now we got a whistle away from the ball, I think. Stoppage of play. Had an equipment issue plus a child got away from a parent.
Yeah, I think we know.
Yeah.
Know those parents.
And they're trying to put a shoe on Jackson. Cardinals trailing 11-9. GRC has Morrison, Gaines, Hampton, Gay, and Ashford on the floor. Ransom with a catch. Left side on the wing. Double team. Skip it over to Fields. Left-handed three-point shot. Missed it. Gay all alone under the glass for GRC. Hands it off to Ashford. Ashford walks it up, angles off to the right, hands it to Hampton. 2 cutters, nothing there. Reverse it left side. Backdoor cut, Hampton got free, we're tied.
Now they're finally working the offensive sets that Coach wants them to tie the score.
Jackson beat everybody back down the floor as he got away from Ashford and puts it in. Back is Paris with a 2-point lead. Ashford dribbling, gets a screen. Pick and roll with Gaines, nothing going. Gay has it, feeds Moreland, deep left three, missed it off the back iron. Rashawn Hampton with his second offensive rebound. He'll pop a three from way out there.
Yeah, it's about 26 feet, but he's used to it, and Cards get their first lead here at the 6-minute mark.
Ransom tries to answer with a three of his own, missed badly, and Hampton with another rebound for GRC. Problem is, he dribbled it on the end line, and now he has an equipment issue as it'll be Paris with the basketball. Rashawn, the official, grinning, talking to each other, and Ransom with a quick pass. Got rid of it quickly, inbounds. Jackson, crossover move. Put up the shot. He threw up a prayer, not there. Moreland, Morrison with good defense. Hampton on a run out. Got it at the rim. That's what we're used to seeing Transition basketball.
Well, they got the turnover near the foul line, and we're off to the right.
Here's a steal by Gay. Gay took it away, put it up, and nearly flipped it in as he just took it away from Julius Gregory. And Gregory fouled him. Second team foul on Paris in this quarter, and Montez Gay with two free throws in the game, representing the 2 points he has. He'll go to the foul line. 5:35 to play before halftime. Cardinals with a modest 3-point lead. Finished the first quarter with only one basket. Gay's free throw followed through wasn't what he normally shoots, and that one rattled out. He's got another free throw coming. Freshman Montez Gay, he puts that free throw in. Three or four at the line. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, no, they were down eight, and now they're up four here. So they've taken control.
Elijah Webb hands it off in the front court to Ransom. He wants a screen. They switch off. Gay has Ransom. Kept his hands up, but Ransom just leaned into him and put it in. He's got four in the game.
Athletic play against a much taller player.
Ransom played a lot of football for that good Paris team. As the Cardinals in the front court, they screen down, pop out Ashford. His three, top of the key. He missed it. He's been in a scoring and shooting drought. Shot put up again by the Cards. Not getting back. Here's Gregory, got behind the defense and put it in.
Cards got caught ball watching that time, and all of a sudden we're tied.
Sure did. Ashford dribbling near midcourt. Sean Ransford, the coach for Paris, standing right up near the play in the action, and now with his hands on his hips and his palms upward, can't believe the foul, but it was a good call. Gregory getting physical with Ashford out near midcourt. Three team fouls against the Hounds here in the second quarter. Game tied at 17. Throw it in the backcourt. Here comes Ashford. Paris playing a man-to-man. Coach Sean Ransom saying, come up, be prepared to trap. He wants to trap if it goes to the corner. Backdoor cut to Gaines. Gaines shot blocked at the rim. Fields got him again. Fields, leave it baseline. Gregory, two steps, threw up the bank shot and missed it. Gaines, though, JP with a steal. He's in a foot race. Now back in two on two. Gaines bank shot didn't go down. Paris takes it away. Five turnovers by the Greyhounds. They throw it the length of the floor. Webb with a basket. Ashford with a foul. And Paris has added to their lead.
Paris just flat bringing it here in the first 12 minutes of this one.
So the foul is on Ashford. His first. Team first of the second quarter. Paris makes a substitution. First action in the game for Traydon Merle. Webb will be at the free throw line. Webb, very physical player, plays a little bigger than his 6'1". They rely on him in the paint and on the blocks, and he completes a three-point play. So the Cardinals outscored 5-1 in transition buckets. That's unusual. They also trail 20-17 in the game. GRC runs the weave. Morrison off the curl. Little leaner right of the lane. He missed from 10. Ransom in a hurry. Goes all the way down. They don't stop the ball. He flipped up a layup that didn't go down. Gaines with a rebound. Goes to Ashford. A lot of contact by Fields. Checked him pretty hard at the foul line. Ashford kept the dribble. Crosses over. Got by Fields. Put up a 12-footer and hit it.
He used his body to shield him and then jump forward to get it in, trimming the lead to one.
Driving in, here's Gregory, nowhere to go. 10-foot fadeaway, got it. Boy, he was double-teamed. His fadeaway went in. Gregory in this game, he's got nine. Ashford got a step on Merle, throws up a leaner. Didn't get it, looked for a call. No whistle, no points. Paris with the ball and a three-point lead with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Ransom got a step on the defense, tried style points at the rim with a left hand and missed. They go to Gay. Gay back out to Rashawn Hampton. Three ball, missed it from the left wing, and Webb with a rebound. Cards now 3 of 13 from behind the arc. Webb brings it up. Gaines greets him for the Cardinals at midcourt. Coach Ransom says, spread the floor and run your offense. They spread it out, and they go one-on-one. Jackson throws it over deep on the right corner. Webb with a three-point shot that goes in.
Yeah, he's Paris playing very confidently, back up to a six-point lead here at the 2:10 mark.
Webb has not shot the three that often, but he was effective there. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Driving in, Morrison got inside, and he traveled. Coach Sean Ransom, he's cheerleading for his team. He's walking that sideline and pounding his hands.
They have chosen to spread the court and stay active and keep Malachi off balance the entire first half, and Paris has done a marvelous job.
In the ball game, Eli Craig comes in for Breland Morrison, and Abram Howard checks in for Malachi Ashford. So Howard out there trying to guard Jackson. Jackson, a lot of good moves, but Howard there with him. Moved his feet well. Deep in the corner, Gregory with it. Throw it out to Jackson. Paris with a 25-19 lead. Coach Ransom coaching his guys, and Coach Cook wanting a double-team trap. Driving in and throwing up a shot. Didn't have anything there with Monte Jackson. He throws it out of bounds. Six turnovers for Paris, five committed by GRC. And without Ashford on the floor, Rashawn Hampton will run the point. Man-to-man by Paris. They played it the entire first half. And why not? Gaines with a ball fake. Got by Ransom, then had his shot blocked at the rim. Going the other way, Jackson in traffic. Put it in. That's another transition bucket.
Basket is good.
Monte Jackson with a back bucket there and a foul to come.
And one. Paris just flat bringing it.
Well, they're beating them down the floor, and that's not happened against GRC this year. They haven't been beaten back down the floor, but right now Paris playing the Cardinal transition game. And Jackson's free throw good.
9-point lead, 1:17 left in the first half.
8-2 edge for the Greyhounds in transition scoring. Rashawn Hampton behind the back dribble. Got a step on Merrill, and Coach Cook, I think, wants to call a timeout. He's going to bring his team over with a minute 7 to go in the first half, 28-19. Paris leading back after this brief 30-second break.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
It'll be the Cardinals with the basketball after the timeout on their end of the floor. Hampton, Gaines, Craig, Howard, and Campbell in the game. Approaching a minute left here in the first half. Hampton driving, got a step on Merle, got to the rim, flipped it up and put it in. He's in double figures. Rashawn Hampton with a 9-point second quarter, 11 in the game. He'll go the line.
Yeah, doing a tremendous job of single-handedly keeping the Cards close here.
Coming off a big scoring game, it's boosted his average per game to 18 as he makes a free throw here. Completes an and-one play, pulls the Cards to within 6. Ransom driving into the front court. He likes to dribble that left hand. Hampton turning him on the dribble. Ja'Kari Ransom out on top. Merle had it. Jump stop. Went to the lane. No backside help.
Yeah.
And Merle off the bench gets 2.
Ball fake off the top. Took it all the way to the cup.
Hamp Taylor is checked in at that timeout. He's calling for it on the blocks. Eli Craig, pull up 15-footer. Shot it short. Hit the front of the rim. Webb in transition. Looking. Hands it off to Ransom. Steps into a 3. That one's missed. Rebound claimed by Hampton, his 4th of the ball game, and with 17 seconds, Cards will get the last shot as they trail by 8 here in the first half. Hampton, a lot of dribbling. Rashawn driving, got to the right elbow, pulls it out on the dribble, circles around, clock at four. Still, now the fadeaway, 15-footer, good at the horn. He was put on the bench in the first half, or first quarter rather, but he's responded in the second quarter for GRC. Big bucket, cut into that lead, but Coach Sean Ransom and his Paris Greyhounds go into the locker room, leading George Rogers Clark by a score of 30-24. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We'll take a two-minute break, step aside. When we come back, we'll have halftime program that will include game scoring, stats, and summary, all coming up in 2 minutes on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Halftime. Halftime score here. It's George Rogers Clark trailing Paris High School by a score of 30-24 at the end of the first half of play. Surprising score there on two fronts. Number one, a low-scoring first half, especially for the Cardinals, who can really put up some points. And the other surprising element, the number top 10 team in the state, trailing a 4-8 Greyhound team. Kind of surprised, Bobby. Paris came out not afraid, not intimidated. They stayed with their game plan.
Well, they've been possessed to try to negate their transfer from Paris, Malachi Ashford, who now plays for the Cards. And they have been trying to force him to his left the entire game and have got him out of sync. And consequently, Card started forcing threes early, took eight what in the first quarter, if
sure
I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
And just sort of got out of sync. And to their credit, the Greyhounds have just flat taken it to them this first half, and yet they're only two baskets behind, 6 points. So long way to go, but hopefully Coach Cook will get their attention in there at halftime, and they'll come out with a little different posture, so to speak, ready to go.
Well, it's 30-24, Cardinals trailing at halftime. Again, a low-scoring game. How bad was it? Well, it's bad enough that GRC only had one basket in the first quarter alone and played 6 minutes and didn't have a field goal. And as the old DirecTV commercial, Settler, don't be a settler. Well, they were settlers. They settled for that three, and as Bobby and I both talked off mic, shot selection not real good and ball movement. Well, they picked it up a little bit in the second quarter and picked up the pace as GRC was able to cut into that lead. It's 30-24 at halftime. Looking at some of the team numbers in this first half, Cardinals go 3 of 13 from three-point shooting. They were 1 of 8 in the first quarter alone, 3 of 13 in the first half. Paris, meanwhile, they are 2 of 7. Turnovers in the game, 6 committed by the Greyhounds, 5 by the Cardinals. Second chance scoring, it's a 4-3 edge to Paris. Transition scoring, unusual here, 8-2 edge for Paris. At the foul line, the Cardinals have shot 5 of 8. Paris went there 4 times and made all 4 free throws. We've got a score of 30-24 at halftime. Again, want to remind you, we will have Cardinal Connection tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Golden Corral right on the bypass in Winchester. Be our first meal there of this new year, Bobby.
And I'm sure it'll be a good
one,
Gary.
It'll be a good one.
So you better get out there. If your taste buds are seeking whatever, whenever,
yep,
they have got it for you.
Got it all there at the Golden Crow. We'll be there tomorrow at 7. We'll step aside for a 2-minute break. When we come back, I'll have individual scoring totals. Those will be coming up on a halftime show. Plus, we'll share a little about our broadcast schedule coming up the rest of this week. But it's Paris leading at halftime, 30-24. Back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Halftime score here at GRC. It's boys action, and Paris leading the Cardinals at GRC 30-24 at halftime. The Cardinal girls won easily 77-12 in the first game of this doubleheader. Shared some of the halftime team numbers with you individually for both clubs. As Paris, they've been out on the floor going through the shoot-around. Cards haven't come out yet. For Paris, they are led by Elijah Webb off the bench with 8 points. Julius Gregory has 9 points in the ball game. Elijah Webb with 8 points. Also 7 scored by Monte Jackson. 4 points for Jakari Ransom. 2 points scored by Trayden Murrell. And Daylon Fields played but failed to score. For the Cardinals, the GRC, of their 24 points, 15 of them belong to Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon's hit 2 threes. Actually, he hit 12 points in the second quarter alone. Other scoring for the Cardinals, Montez Gay with 3 points, 3 of 4 free throw shooting. 3 points for J.P. Gaines, hit a 3. 1 point for Breland Morrison on 1 of 3 free throws. Malachi Ashford with 2 points. Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, Abram Howard, and Hamp Taylor all played but failed to score. Cardinals come out late. We'll take our final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play coming up after these messages. We'll return.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Horn sounds here at the beautiful GRC Arena. Cardinals trailing Paris High School 30-24. Again, we've got a Cardinal connection tomorrow. Then we got a Friday game. Bobby, it'll be a boys-only home game against a team from Illinois.
Benton, Illinois, 13-0, ranked number 4 in the Metro standings and about number 15 or 16 in the state. So should be a nice encounter, but we've got one here we need to worry about before we get to Friday.
And then we've got a doubleheader coming Saturday, but the Cards trying to get out of this one.
Yeah.
They trail here at halftime 30-24. GRC gets the ball, and Montez Gay quickly to the rim, missed the shot. Morrison's follow not there. Gay got the rebound, but a pesky Paris team knocks it out of his hands. Last touch by the Greyhounds.
Cards taking it in possibly a little too deep so far. If they would stop and hit that 6-4-footer, they'd be in better shape.
Inbound to Morrison, deep in the left corner. Ashford calls for it, circles around, and he gets it. Man-to-man by Paris. J.P. Gaines comes up at the high post, brings Dylan Fields with him. Ashford being guarded tightly by Gregory. Gregory will pick up the foul. That's a third on him, first on the third quarter. Cards keep the ball on their end of the floor. You have Gay, Hampton, Ashford, Morrison, and Gaines on the floor. Malachi Ashford picked up his dribble, needs help. They go left side with it. Breland Morrison, entry pass into J.P. Gaines. Stolen by Ransom momentarily, but they said he kicked it.
Yeah, he kicked
it. It'll be possession to GRC underneath the basket. Ransom with a disgusted look. It goes to the Cardinals. He better get on Morrison. Morrison, he left him, but Breland didn't turn around and shoot that mid-range jumper. Instead, they go to Ashford. In the paint, over to Gay. Gay, 10-footer baseline. Good.
Searched for an open spot on the baseline. Got the pass, stroked it home within four.
Pressure by the Cardinals. You got to score in order to press, and that's what they've done. Webb. Skip pass, right side, Fields, who hadn't scored but blocked three shots for Paris, got rid of it to Ransom. Ransom, shake and bake, spinning, shooting, left-hand shot at the rim, missed a beautiful move. Gaines with a rebound, Ransom took it away from him, and he's clubbed to the floor. So Ransom made a nice individual move. Gaines got the rebound, he stole it away from him. It'll put Ransom at the line, second foul on J.P. Gaines in the game.
Stick to it in this. These kids are possessed. They're not given any quarter tonight, and that's why they have this lead.
Ja'Kari Ransom makes a free throw. As he has 5 points in the ball game, averages 17.5 for this team. He goes to the free throw line quite often. He's 61% on the season. He's 100% on this trip. 32-26, Paris with the lead, GRC with the ball. Morrison comes around off a down screen. He takes it to the right wing on the dribble, still dribbling. Hands to Rayshon Hampton, shot a three, missed it, battle for the rebound. Fields has it on the miss. He's going all the way down. They don't stop the ball, and he got to the rim and put it in.
8-point lead here at 6:15 mark, 34-26.
Malachi Ashford dribbling between the circle, gets a screen from Gay, shoots a long three, and he hit it.
That might turn him loose a little bit offensively. Needed that.
He's been on a scoring and a shooting slump, and maybe that'll get him out of it. Here's a double team on the left wing. Hampton and Morrison clamping on Gregory. They're letting him play out right at the feet of head coach Sean Ransom. and they're going to say stepping on the sideline, it'll be possession to GRC. Coach Ransom, it happened right at his feet.
Yeah, exactly.
He's scratching his head and shaking it and saying, come on, guys. But it'll be the pass to possession to the Cardinals. Ransom coaching his team hard. He's got them playing hard, man-to-man. Ashford off a high ball screen. Gregory slides through, goes to Morrison, then takes it right back. 34-29, Paris with a lead, 5.5 to go here in the third. Clark with the ball in the front court. Hampton screen down. Gaines comes up, but here's Malachi Ashford with a runner. Missed it from 12. Gay with a rebound. Couldn't finish. Webb's a big guy, man. 6'1", he plays bigger than that. He's a quick jumper, and he fouled him on the floor, his second.
Well, Montez doing his best to leap up there and get those rebounds, but those close-in shots not falling a lick for GRC so far tonight.
5 points in the game for Gay. He's 3 of 4 at the foul line. He goes there, and free throw is good. His one basket. He created the shot off the dribble, right side baseline from 10. Another free throw coming. The Cardinals have never led in this game. It's been one time, Bobby said.
Yeah, 16-13 at the 542 mark.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, but that was it.
Well, after maybe one possession.
Yeah, one possession.
Gay makes both free throws. Webb tried to make a pass to himself. He lost the ball, and Rashawn Hampton has it, and now Coach Cook saying, push the ball. He wants it in the front court. Gay has it, right wing, a lot of dribbling, goes on Webb. Ball fake.
There we go.
And put her good. Got in the paint with a nice ball fake.
And then spun to his right and had an open six-footer.
Good fake by Gay. Driving in. Jackson, back tip deflection.
Well,
he got it back and put it in. That ball hit three different players' hands before Jackson got it back, and he scores at the rim. Cards with a ball, down three. Gay spinning, trying to have a big third quarter, and he's on his way. He has 8 points in the quarter, spinning shot in the paint.
Coming back from an injury 2 games ago, and he has found his niche here tonight.
Fields driving in, throws up the shot, missed it. Gay with a rebound for the Cardinals. Off to Ashford. Coach Cook said, let's run. And they jump at Ashford, and he turns it over. Coach Ransom thought his player had a foul, and he was getting ready to express his disdain, but turnovers even now at 7 each. It'll be Paris with the ball underneath their goal. They're up by 1. Ransom caught it deep in the left corner. Got a step on Gaines, leans into JP. Couldn't finish, but JP's going to pick up his third foul.
Ja'Kari Ransom certainly knows how to play the game. Just threw that body at JP as he took it to the hole and drew the contact, so he is on the line for 2.
Ransom in the ball game. He's got 6 points. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Makes a free throw there. Midway through this third quarter, Gaines comes out having picked up 3 fouls. Gaines, who had a wonderful tournament over in Richmond at Madison Central, gives way to Maddox Campbell, who's on the floor. 2-point lead for Paris. Now make it a 3-point lead as Ransom knocks down a couple of free throws. Ashford in the front court for GRC, guarded tightly by Gregory. Hampton comes over. He calls for it. Jump stop in the lane. Put it in with the left hand.
He can go to his left today where they're preventing Ashford from doing so.
Pass it in the front court, and now traveling against Gregory as he caught it on the left baseline from Fields. And Paris gives it back to GRC, and the Cardinals looking to try to take their second lead of the game. 3:46 to go in the third. It's 38-37. Paris leading. Low-scoring game. Ashford will walk it up. Gregory will greet him across midcourt. Gay way out on the floor between the circle. Crosses over. He beat his man off the dribble. He put it up and in. He just left plenty. Nailed to the floor.
Back to the lead here. 3:27.
Gay blocks the shot. Put up there by Gregory. Kick it back out. Paris with another opportunity. Driving in. Jackson draws a double team. on the baseline. Altered his shot. There's Maddox Campbell with his third rebound of the game. Hands it off to Ashford. Throw it in the front court. Gay with a lob to Moreland. Put it in. Montez Gay has done everything. He has scored, thrown passes, blocked shots, and rebounded.
The freshman has finally arrived here.
Big third quarter for him. Ransom trying to get rid of it on the dribble. Right to the elbow, takes it down the lane. He'll shoot two. He sells it well. There's a lot of posturing with him, and he is very demonstrative in his game. And Freeland with a foul, his first. Third team foul. Boy, I tell you what, Montez Gay in this quarter, 10 points, two rebounds, a block shot, and an assist. He's played well in the third.
He's turned it on.
Largely responsible for this 41-38 lead that Clark has. And Ransom finally missed a free throw after he had made four in a row. So Plenty goes to the foul goes to the bench, and they bring Webb back out there. Plenty got the start. He's the biggest guy on their team. But Gay went around him with a dribble drive as Ransom makes a free throw.
Back to a two-point game here. 2:45 left in the third.
Ashford walks it up the floor. Throws a one-hand pass to Montez Gay. Shoots a three. Didn't go down. Tipped it out. Cards get another opportunity. Ashford circles around with the dribble. Kept it alive. Attacks in. Floater, finger roll. Got it in the paint.
Finally got around the defender at the top of the key. Stroked it in.
Throw it in the front court. Step back three by Ransom off the back iron. He missed it. Cards want to run. They had a two-on-one, but it was impeded. Now they find Gay all alone. Hampton to Gay for the bucket.
2:08 left. Cards suddenly up six.
45-39 is the score. 30-second timeout. We got a message here. Bobby will share.
Put the unbelievable combination of power and utility to work with a new Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. They can take care of your tractor needs.
Scoring for GRC in this ballgame, 17 points for Malachi Ashford. You also have 15 in the game for Montez Gay. Make that, 15 in the game for Gay.
He's turned it on this quarter.
Seven in the game for Malachi Ashford. Three scored by J.P. Gaines. Three for Breland Morrison. And we've had four other Cardinals play but failed to score.
Now, you would think at this time that Paris may wilt, but they've got a pretty strong mindset, so we'll have to see if they can cut into this six-point lead.
Well, the defense has really bothered the Greyhounds. They only have two baskets in this third quarter. And their other scoring's been at the foul line by this guy with the ball, Jakari Ransom. Breland Morrison's out on him. Inside at 2 minutes to play in the third. Ransom, left-handed dribble, goes all the way in. And Morrison blocks his shot off the backboard. And we've got a foul. It's going to be an and-one. Count the basket. Rashawn Hampton with a foul. His third, team fourth.
Boy, I tell you what, that ball ricocheted off that backboard right to him, and instinctively he went up with it, and there were two GRC defenders there. It could have a right place, right time move there.
Second chance scoring, 7-3 in favor of Paris. Is that, I think Rashawn was trying to react and get that rebound because it ricocheted off that backboard so strongly. But Webb's a nice player. He's coming off their bench. He's giving them toughness, size, and scoring for the Greyhounds. Campbell, Gay, Hampton, Morrison, and Ashford on the floor in a three-point play by Elijah Webb. It's a Cards with a ball and a three-point lead. A little over a minute and a half to play in the third. Ashford draws a double team, finds Gay, Montez, feeds it over to Hampton. Three ball.
Yes, boy, from the right corner.
Now, that's what you call running your offense. He drew him to the top, cut to the middle, kicked it to the right, and Rayshon for the tray.
Nice behind-the-back dribble by Fields. He traveled. No call there. He's in a tight spot. Double team. Hampton and Ashford clamped down on him, and Coach Ransom, he's going to call a timeout. Full timeout by Paris High School. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Cardinals of GRC leading Paris 48-42. We'll return in 1 minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Paris with the basketball. The Cardinals. Paris has it under their basket. Cardinals going man to man out of this play. They float it out to Ja'Kari Ransom, trying to go against Breland Morrison, who blocked his shot the last time. Sets Jackson for a three. And Jackson hits the three. Paris now 3 of 9 from behind the arc.
Now line extended, cut it back to the rim.
All of a sudden, yeah, back to a three-point lead. Montez Gay at the rim, missed the shot. Breland Morrison's putback is rejected. Coming away is Paris. Ransom, middle of the floor, crossing over on the dribble. Right, then left, and he got to the rim, and Breland Morrison blocked his shot. Been a lot of rejections at the rim, but not to be discouraged. These players keep taking it in there.
No, they're not backing off a bit.
Ransom, inbound pass to Webb. Throw it out on top. Jackson, who hit the last three. They step out on him. Switch off now. Hampton's got Ransom. Ransom goes to Webb. Webb spinning. Gay blocked his shot. Tipped it right over to Jackson, who put it in. We got a two-point game.
Again, right place, right time for the deflection.
Ashford, in a hurry, gets into the front court. Bluff to three. Finds Morrison, who hadn't been a scoring threat this game. Gay comes across. He's offering a high ball screen. 15 seconds, 13 clock rolling. Ashford coming in. Bounce pass on the baseline. Morrison, hang time, put it in.
Up to three.
Quickly, inbounded. Jackson's got to hurry, unaware. In the backcourt, he was unaware of the clock. Horn sounds, and Coach Sean Ransom applauding his team. He's meeting them out on the floor, slapping skin with all of them as they go to the bench. But it's GRC on top by a slim three-point margin, 50-47. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We move into the fourth quarter. We'll return in 1 minute.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64. CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Fourth quarter, Paris will own the basketball. The Cardinals of GRC own the lead, but it's a slim 50-47 lead for the Cardinals. Hampton, Ashford, Gaines, Moreland, and Gay on the floor. GRC trapping at midcourt. Paris with terrible spacing. They throw it out of bounds, last touched by Cardinal Moreland in the pass, Morrison in the passing game.
Yeah, Coach Cook's not going to stand pat with his defense. He's going to mix them up.
It goes into Ransom. Ransom double team. Throw it back out. With it now is Gregory. Gregory with good speed, but Hampton shut him down. Jackson back to Gregory, right of the circle. Ransom, three-point shot, partially blocked by Gay, but Fields got it back. Another opportunity for Paris. Fields has it, crossed the lane, pass to Webb, who put it in.
Right place, right time. The ball is falling Paris's way on the bounce, and they are certainly responding.
13 in the game for Webb off the bench. Cardinals with it, man-to-man by the Greyhounds. Left wing, Ashford on the dribble. They switch off. Rashawn Hampton got it and tried a slick pass, and Morrison did not cut to the basket. It sails out of the bounds. Turnovers even at 8. And Paris looking to take and recapture the lead, which they have led most of this ball game. But they trail by 1 now. A lot of dribbling out there by Monte Jackson. Breland Morrison switching off on him. Morrison has guarded either Webb or Ransom. Jakari Ransom comes off the dribble. Rashawn Hampton slides through. He got his hand on the ball, deflected it out of bounds. Stops the clock, 6:43 to play. Paris with possession on their end of the floor. And Gay just deflects that back out of bounds. Montez having a wonderful game, 15 points, got 12 in the third quarter. Three block shots in this game. Here's a guy that's blocked some shots for Paris. Fields, but he's just out there dribbling now. Finally got rid of it. Paris looking at some sticky defense by GRC, double teaming and trapping when they can. They double down on Ransom in the blocks. Gaines playing with three fouls, had to give him some room. Backdoor cut, nobody helped on Webb. Webb missed his second dunk. Gaines with a pass, Moreland. He missed in transition. Looked at the at the rim and didn't go in. Field somehow got free. He beat the defense down and scored the other way. And Paris now back with a one-point lead.
6:06 to go.
Here's the Cardinals in the front court. Ashford hands it off to Hampton. Hampton with Fields on him. Step back three. Good. Lead short-lived. Rashawn Hampton, who joined the 1,000-point club tonight, adds to that total with a three there. He's got 23 in the game. Run and jump at Ransom. Bounce pass it over to Gregory. Montez Gay at 6'5". He's a lot taller. He's covering Jackson and blocked his shot. Another blocked shot by Gay. Here's Hampton. Rashawn, left side, dribbling in the paint. Throws a pass, picked off. Throw it the length of the floor, 2-on-1. Wraparound pass. Fields has to give it to Jackson. Jackson fouled at the rim by Gaines. And J.P., wrong place at the wrong time. He's picked up his fourth.
Yeah, it's been a tough night for him. He seems to have been the person victimized by a bunch of loose balls, and these players charge themselves into him, and the next thing you know, got a foul.
At the free throw line, it'll be Jackson to shoot the free throw. Jackson, a 5'9 senior. This free throw is good. He is 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He has 15 points in the game. J.P. Gaines out. Eli Craig checks in at the 5:16 mark to go in the game. Meanwhile, Jackson makes both free throws. And all of a sudden, we're tied up at 53. Haven't had many ties.
Nope.
Not many lead changes either till here in this second half. Here's Hampton. Rashawn drives to the right side, cut off there by Jackson, who just tied the game with the free throws. Rashawn got a step on him, got all the way at the rim, put it up, missed. Eli Craig with a rebound. That follow won't go. Tip it up and in by Rashawn Hampton. Cards on in the backboards on that one. It's been offensive rebounding by Paris that's held them in. Second chance scoring and transition points. Here's Ransom. He lost his footing, and his bounce pass goes sailing out of bounds. He thought Webb on the baseline would catch it. Didn't happen. He's wearing a knee brace on his right knee.
Yeah, officials making sure the floor is dry there. He looked like he just slipped.
9 turnovers by each club. Coach Sean Ransom telling his team, get on back. Don't pick them up full court. Meet them at midcourt. He's walking the sideline. Coach Cook telling his guys to push it down the floor. He's looking to set double stack. Top of the key, Hampton off the screen, hit the three. Boy. He didn't have much daylight, Bobby, but he didn't need much to hit that three.
Yeah, he just got it over the outstretched fingertips at the top for the 5-point lead.
5 3-point shots for Rashawn Hampton. Paris misses at the rim. Cards want to run. Hampton over to Craig, deep in the left corner. He's got a clear path to the basket, and he put it in. Craig thought about a pass, thought about a shot, and he had a clear path, Bobby.
And Paris didn't believe he was going to take it there. They let him go.
Big lead for the Cards now, 60-53. Out on the floor, Webb throws it into the paint. Gregory lost his balance, and he was bailed out of a travel as his pass went off Montez Gay's leg. It's the Cardinals now with a 7-point lead with 3:42 to play. Greyhounds have the ball underneath their goal. GRC going man-to-man. You got to watch you don't get picked on a back door, but they don't. GRC, now they run and jump. Craig and Hampton out on top. Float it to Gregory, drop it baseline. Webb's hit 1-3, but that one won't go. Rashawn Hampton high up there for the rebound. Timed his jump beautifully.
He did.
And the foul is going to be in the backcourt on Monte Jackson. That's his first. That's the first on Paris in this fourth quarter. Cards have the ball, and they got to bring it the length of the floor.
Yeah, 2.5 minute 10-2 run has put them on top here.
Cards looking to try to stretch it out, put some distance between them and the Greyhounds. Hadn't been easy. Ashford dribbling. Right side, keeps that right-hand dribble between his legs, behind his back. Finally in the front court, goes one-on-one. Wrap-around pass, and he just ball just stuck in his hands. And Coach Cook, frustrated, walks the sideline, hitches his pants, and you live with it sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
He's played that spot. He knows what a point guard and what he wants out of one. Coming up for Paris. With 3 minutes to go, they get the ball in the front court, and Jakari Ransom, a long three with Morrison right in his face.
Had to be 28 feet, cutting it to 4.
Braylon Morrison was out there on him, but Ransom raised and shot it. Ashford driving in, throws a dangerous pass. Morrison in traffic, caught it, put it up and in, and this time Jakari Ransom not getting up so quickly. As he's been a warrior, he's hit the floor twice. And this time not getting up so quickly, and you hate to see that. He's a senior player.
Ankle.
He's got a bad right lower extremity anyway, and he's going straight to the sideline. Cardinal fans and Paris fans both applauding for him. He's played hard. He's given it what he's got in this game. He's 5 of 6 at the free throw line. 12 points in the game for him. And it'll be GRC, or make that Paris with a basketball, GRC with a 62-56 lead. Greyhounds got to bring it the length of the floor. GRC with full court man-to-man. Gregory picked up his dribble, throws it at midcourt. They break the pressure. Fields on the baseline to Webb with a mismatch.
Off his leg.
Boy, Malachi Ashford,
yeah,
he found himself in a mismatch against the 6-1 Webb. And was able to pry it out of his hands and off his foot.
Brings back shades of Aiden Sloan in the last play of the championship game 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. And wrapped reach around deflection there by Fields. And you never know how the official's going to see it or call it. But that time it went GRC's way both times. Entry pass, and Ashford just threw it away. With the ball, Paris. 6-point lead for the Cardinals. 2:10 to play. Top of the key, Merle driving in. He lost it and going to give it right back to GRC.
And
so Merle, a rarely used reserve in this ball game, took on the Cardinals' biggest and best defender in this game, Montez Gay, and he lost that battle and the ball. Ashford drives it to the right side, draws a double team. Feeds it out. Gay bluffs a three. Crosses over. Euro step in the lane. He's stripped there by Fields. wanted contact, no call. Coach Cook holds up the fingers and calls the play for the out-of-bounds. He's got some slick ones. Into Craig. Eli Craig just drives in, didn't use the board. Missed a little floater. Missed a little floater right of the lane. And it's out of bounds. Every possession critical here.
Yeah,
hey, there's a lot of time.
Coach Ransom just shaking his head.
He is now. 1:43 to play in this game. Cardinals with the ball up six.
He's got
it. Ashford drives to the rim, put it in.
They just let him go.
They did.
Olay defense for the one time they didn't need it. Cards up eight.
10 in the game for Ashford. Coming is Jackson in the front court with the dribble. Hampton on his hip. Jackson rather with a jump stop. No call on a travel. Craig with a block from behind. Eli Craig blocked the rebound putback. And with a minute 10, Malachi Ashford walking it up. Cards with a ball. Up 64-56. Still dribbling. Ashford out near midcourt. Crosses over. Step on Gregory. Double pump. 10-footer. Missed it. Gay. Put it up. Put it in. Rebound putback by the best player on the floor in this second half.
Montez for the follow.
In a hurry. Webb. He's out of control. Little shaky. Goes over to Fields. Fields a lefty. He's a freshman. 5'10". Played well. Throws it over now with Jackson. 38 seconds. Clock running. Paris down 10, got to get a shot off quick. Webb not taking a shot, and Coach Ransom saying, I don't think you guys realize the urgency. They weren't attacking. They were just passing around the perimeter, and they have taken their last time out with 33 and a half seconds to go in the game. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy? Prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos. The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Thirty-three and a half seconds left in this basketball game. George Rogers Clark Cardinals up 66-56. It'll be Paris with the basketball on their end of the floor. Both teams with a lot of fouls to give and possession arrow favoring GRC. Clock rolling, 30 seconds. Now Jackson, a lot of dribbling. He's not attacking. Dribbling around a lot, and he dribbled it off his foot. And that's got to irritate Coach Ransom. Your team played so hard, you burnt your last timeout, and you didn't get a shot.
Well, till 3 minutes to go when Ransom got hurt, they were right in this thing. But without him out there as an opposite, a warrior, they weren't able to close the deal tonight.
Malachi Ashford just dribbling out between the circles, and they're just going to let the clock run out, and GRC will take away a 10-point win against a very scrappy, well-prepared Paris Greyhound team. Coach Cook walking down the sideline, congratulating the players and Coach Sean Ransom as the Cardinals of GRC win by 10 in a final, 66-56. 2 minute timeout here for Bobby and I. We will return with a post-game show that will include game scoring stats and summary. Back in 2 minutes.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level.
859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals improved their record to 12-1 on the season. Paris, they fall to 4-9 as GRC wins here at home 66-56. A game in which GRC only scored 4 points in the first quarter, having only one basket, and that came inside the final 2 minutes of the first quarter. Cardinals played from behind the entire first half, leading only briefly at 16-13, but it was Paris in control of that first half of basketball as GRC went in the locker room at halftime, trailing 30-24. In the third quarter, things changed a little as Montez Gay got his game going as he put up 12 points, blocked three shots, and grabbed three rebounds all in the third quarter alone. Rashawn Hampton continued his hot hand, finished up the game, joining the 1,000-point club and scoring 28 points and hitting 5 3-pointers in the process. But the Cardinals pulled away in the second half. Paris, they had their chances late in the ball game, but GRC was able to go ahead and create some pressure defense and get some buckets. But this just goes to show you the district can be tough, and on any night, somebody can sneak up and surprise you. I think any person in this gym that says they weren't surprised, I don't think they're telling you the truth, Bobby, because Paris came out locked in, focused. It was no running clock. It was get out of here with a win and take a big, deep breath.
The doctor of golf, I'm sorry, of sports, Ivan from over in Paris, who covers the Greyhounds and the Bourbon County Colonels, just told me, I haven't seen this team all year. He said, if they'll keep playing like this, he said, they got a shot to win some games. So they were incredible tonight, and I went over and congratulated him. Being a Parisian myself, a native Parisian, I was really proud of the way they played, but happy indeed that Clark County was able to get this one under their belt.
Well, the Paris came into this ball game. They left Corbin. They got out of town with a win after having been blown out by the host school Corbin in the opening game of their tournament. Then they played to a 10-point loss against a team from Knoxville, Tennessee, but able to come away with a win over Western High School. But they roll that in here, and GRC maybe a little rusty. I mean, you know, they've been off. Of course, Paris had been too, but Cardinals played over at Madison Central and traveled all the days, but they came out with a win tonight, moving their record to 12-1. In the statistics in the ballgame, unofficially for GRC, they shot 7 of 19 from three-point range, 4 of 6 in the second half, so that was big for GRC. Paris in the ball game, they go 4 of 12. Turnovers in the game, 11 by each club. Second chance scoring, a 12-9 edge for Paris. And in fast break transition scoring, it was a 12-4 edge for the Greyhounds. Unusual there. Don't see that often. For GRC, the Cardinals went 7 of 10 at the foul line. And Paris, they go in the ball game, they are 12 of 13. So good free throw shooting by each club. For the Greyhounds, they were led in scoring, 16 points for Monte Jackson, 13 scored off the bench for Elijah Webb, 12 points for Jakari Ransom, who left late in the game, got a little shaken up, 9 points scoring for Julius Gregory all in the first half, 4 points for Daylon Fields, 2 for Traden Murrell, and everybody for Paris that played scored in the game. For the Cardinals, the GRC led in scoring, 28 points for Rayshon Hampton, who joined the 1,000-point club in his high school career. He gets 28 tonight. He hit 5 3-point shots, essentially held GRC in it for the first half when they were struggling. 17 in the game for Montez Gay, who played a big floor game as well. 9 scored by Malachi Ashford, 7 in the game for Breland Morrison. You had 3 points scored by J.P. Gaines on a three-point shot that he made. 2 points for Eli Craig. Maddox Campbell, Abram Howard, and Hampton Taylor all three played but failed to score. Big 10-point win, a big district win for GRC. And, you know, this district opponent, that means a lot to get that W, Bob.
Well, it does. And, again, you have to hand it to the Greyhounds. Through the first 7 minutes of this game, they had an 8-point lead. And then the Cards started coming back at them. But early in the third, they reestablished that 8-point lead at 34-26. And so from that point on, the Cards just had to grind it out. But Rayshon and Montez were the big difference makers tonight. And, of course, Malachi did just enough against his former teammate to pretty much put them in a position where they could win by their longest lead of the game here, 66-56, but a great effort, especially from the visitors tonight.
Well, you heard the score. It's a 10-point win for George Rogers Clark Cardinals. We will take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a post-game show, and we'll wrap it up here from the GRC Arena, where GRC wins a doubleheader. The girls win big in a final 71-12. Boys win here in the second game, 66-56. 1 minute break. We'll return after these messages.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
From the GRC Arena, Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cardinals win, the boys win by 10 in a final, 66-56. Some of the rankings came out. GRC ranked number 14th in the Cantrell rankings, and the Herald Leader number 1 in the 10th region overall. The girls got the number 1 ranking in the state. It was not something that intimidated Paris as they came out really aggressive and ready to play the Cardinals at GRC. At GRC gets the win. Cardinal Connection tomorrow, 7 p.m. We expect the girls will be our guests. Head coach Robbie Graham, his girls get a district win tonight as well. Big lopsided score there, 77-12. His girls continue their march, and again, one of the top teams in the state. More basketball coming up this week, Bobby. We've got a boys game only on Friday. Doubleheader coming up Saturday. Boys-girl Tim Short Automotive Classic.
Yeah, that'll be a dandy. And the game Friday night now is going to be a game between George Rogers Clark and a team from Indiana. And I checked that, from Illinois, and they are really, really good. They're 13th in the state and are coming in here with a 13-0 record. And I think they're going to play a game in Northern Kentucky Friday night or Thursday night, play GRC here Friday night, and then we'll play in the Tim Short Classic early at 1 o'clock against Pendleton County. So they're in here for a three-game set. But I'm sure Coach was glad to get this one under his belt tonight.
Head Coach Josh Cook with us. His team improves to 12-1. First game in 2024. Coach, it was a thriller. You get a win. You get a district win. This was one that you just had to it's kind of a hard-fought game. You just had to tough it out.
Yeah, make some plays at the right time, show a little more effort. Didn't get off to a great start. You know, we've got to – I'll say this, and it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. We're still searching for times of leadership on the floor, and that was something that I told them, guys. It can't always come from the sidelines. It's got to be guys player-led on the floor. And, you know, we responded better with that in the second half by guys wanting to do those moments in the first half. You know, it can't go by your offense. And when that happens, you see yourself getting holes and ruts and not playing the game the way you need to play it. But, you know, obviously, I mean, Paris was going to be ready to play.
They did.
They have a lot to try to prove in that game, obviously. Sure. But, you know, our guys responded in the second half and done some great things. You know, we got to get back to sharing it. That's one thing I'm telling them. Like, you know, we got a lot of guys that have scored a lot of points in a lot of big games. But you got to get back to sharing it. I mean, that's the key of why we got us where we was. But you know, success is a hard thing to handle, and those moments happen, and games like this happen, and you can learn from it.
Well, you're listening to head coach Josh Cook, and the term grinder. You know, you got to grind it out, and that's what his team did in the ball game. 28 points for Rashawn Hampton. He joined the 1,000 point career club. He played big in the first half. Montez Gay in the third quarter alone, Coach. He got you 12 points, 3 rebounds, blocked 3 shots. He made 2 assists. That was pivotal. You played catch-up most of the game till then.
Yeah, well, we just got to a bad start because, you know, just stuff that we don't need. But, like, you know, we have guys that can make plays. You know, like you see that Tez made plays. Rayshon can obviously make plays. Mally can make plays. Breland can make plays. JP has got better where he can make plays. Now, everybody in that first five can make plays, but they also got to remember at times, like, hey, you got to take what the game gives you. And, you know, so that it might be you might get the first quarter, like Tez obviously was the third, you know, it was kind of got it going there, but they got to take what the game's giving them at times. And, you know, it'll be a lot easier on them by trusting each other and playing the game that way.
Well, and you're listening to head coach Josh Cook, and you like to play full court pressure basketball. Uh-huh. You need to score the basket
in order to set the defense and press.
And you know, we had one basket in the first quarter, and you know, and they're playing your game. They're getting transition runouts, and you know, it's kind of like, hey, wait a minute, we flipped roles here. But you finally got that straightened out.
Well, and part of that is being out of position. You know, it's things. You know, and I'm challenging them. I'm not gonna lie to you. And I told them, guys, for January, I'm not going to call and bail. Or, you know, I called some timeouts tonight, but I'm not going to bail you out if you don't do what I'm asking you to do. You're going to put yourself in the team in a situation, and you can learn from that. And it's, you know, but when they trust each other, it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a great thing. But we need our leaders to lead full time, and I believe they can do that. I believe in them 100%. And I'm going to try to keep, you know, doing whatever I can to make that happen. And I mean, that doesn't mean I might not get it right tonight, but. You know, as a coach, I'll keep trying to give them the best opportunities to step up and lead.
Well, he gets back to a more stable schedule with second semester coming on and school getting back. And got 2 more games this week, and guess you got to practice and another practice, and we're back on the floor.
Two practices, and their practices have to be better. That's the one thing about Christmas break. It will, you play so much, your practices can kind of get out of whack. We had a practice yesterday, and our practice can be good. And then all of a sudden, something doesn't go well for, you know, then they have to understand that one person, you know, can affect our practice, and that's something we got to get better at. And that showed a little bit tonight. Like, I'm a pretty honest coach, and that's something I want to do a better job of holding them more accountable on that. But they have to see the point of, like, practice, guys, is everything. And you're going to have some time in January to practice and improve what you've struggled on. Because everybody knows at this point you're too good of a team and you're not under the radar. People are going to pay attention to what you struggle on. It's time you work on it and face it and get better.
Well, his team forced turnovers. They made shots. So We appreciate you coming by, Coach. Bobby, anything we're going to need to wrap it up?
Just proud of the second half effort, and I'm tickled pink that you were able to fight off a warrior group of Greyhounds tonight, but they certainly didn't give it to you. You had to go out there and take it at crunch time.
Yeah, and you know that's going to happen. I mean, that's
sure.
They're going to bring their best shot, and that was it was good to see us, you know, step up there and show some leadership. I think Montez Game showed maybe he's one of our leaders.
He was strong. Yeah. He was strong tonight, and you're going to have games like this through the course of a long season. So you've just got to ride the wave and try to make it as less high or less low as possible. Keep it as even keel as you can, but nice victory.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Head coach Josh Cook stopping by. His Cardinals pick up their 12th win. He has now won, I guess that's 19 straight against Paris. Lost his first three and won 19 in a row since then. Cards go to 12-1. Paris, they fall to 4-9. That's going to do it for here until tomorrow night at the Golden Corral. Please listen in. We'll be talking with head coach Graham, find out how that trip down south went and what he's looking for and coaching one of the top teams in the state. We'll be at the Cardinal Connection. Until then, for Hayes McMakin, Tom Mullen, Bobby Baldwin, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Good night.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.